This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It seems like more and more we see and read stories of beach whales, dolphins, and other sea animals that are dying as a result of pollution, and particularly plastic pollution in our seas and oceans. One local group is doing their best to rid our beaches and harbor of deadly plastic contamination. Shel Cleaver of the nonprofit Sea Hugger is the subject of our feature story of the week. I'd like to start out our interview with sharing an article. It is actually the reason that we're having this interview. The article talks about seven beluga whales, which were harvested by native hunters in Canada recently, and they reported that they found microplastics in the digestive systems of every whale. The same article also says that earlier this month, a 22-foot-long sperm whale washed ashore, and examiners found plastic sheeting in its stomach. In April, a pregnant sperm whale washed up on the beach in Sardinia with nearly 50 pounds worth of plastic bags, containers, and tubing in her stomach. The same article goes on to state that the quantity of plastic humans dump in the ocean has reached obscene proportions, seeing more and more sea life, including birds, otters, sea turtles, and fish, choking on it. One reason for the problem is that plastic is often found in the food of our sea life. Small crustaceans like krill and tiny fish like anchovies often end up inadvertently consuming microplastic. So basically, the problem is very simple, and that is that microplastics are getting into the smallest of our sea life and being consumed by larger fish in the food chain. And finally, it gets to whales and it gets to actually food that humans consume. But it would seem that as these microplastics get into the smallest of sea life and then magnify themselves as they go off the food chain, that eventually humans would be consuming that at some point.
Thank you so much for having me here today, and thank you for bringing up this information. This is information that everyone needs to hear. To answer your question, yes, they are saying that humans are actually consuming a credit card's worth of microplastic a week, and that's not just coming from seafood. Microplastic is in air, water, rainwater, bottled water, soil. It has been found on the polar ice caps and the Mariana Trench. It is also in human feces, so we do know that we are definitely eating microplastic. And you're right, it is simple. It's coming from us, and this is something that we can solve. Humans created this condition, and humans can solve it.
It's almost like we're committing suicide, because we put the very elements into the environment which will come back to hurt us.
Exactly. And what you were mentioning was, it's called bioaccumulation. It's when the smaller organisms consume the plastic, the microplastic, and then it accumulates into the larger animals. And at the top of that food chain is us. So we are definitely poisoning ourselves. They don't know yet to what extent plastic can damage the body, but they do know in certain fisheries, oyster beds, that plastic is interfering with the reproductive hormones. So yes, it's dangerous. And we know plastic is made of crude oil. I don't know about you, but I do not want to be eating crude oil.
When I read articles like this, you feel almost defeated. You know, you say, well, the problem is so large and so huge that where do we begin? And that's why I wanted to invite you in again. There is more water on planet Earth than there is landmass, and we can't be everywhere tackling this problem. And I am very glad that there are many organizations around the world. I see YouTube videos of them going out and cleaning up areas, but you have concentrated in our backyard, in the area along the harbor, along our coastal region and beaches, and that's what your group is all about. So again, for anybody that's listening to this interview that doesn't know anything at all about Sea Hugger, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sea Hugger, in its essence, is a community. We're a community of like-minded people that care about the health of the ocean and the marine ecosystem and are willing to make a few changes in our lives to help protect it for future generations and for us. So it does seem daunting. I totally get that. Climate anxiety is a very real thing. We work with a lot of kids, and I definitely see it. A little anxiety is good because that will generate action, but too much and you can become paralyzed. So Sea Hugger, what we seek to do is to give people the resources and the tools and the information they need so that they can take action. Because it can seem daunting, definitely. But really, we can change this plastic tide. 100%. 2050 isn't here yet. We know now that plastic never really goes away and that it's damaging. When it was first created and used widely starting in the 1950s, it seemed like this great, great resource. But now we know how damaging it is. And people don't really want plastic. What they want is convenience. So if we can substitute that plastic for other materials that biodegrade, then that's an easy solution to me. And also what we espouse and what we help people do is to transition from that consumable, just using things all the time and throwing them away, to a reusable lifestyle where you maybe reuse things you have in your home, mason jars, whatever, or you make a couple of purchases of things that can be reused and you have those in your arsenal and you reuse them daily. And then you aren't having to buy the same things over and over and over again that ultimately end up in the landfill.
Tell us a little bit about what you and your organization is doing in our coastal area that we live in. I know that you have volunteers. You go out and have work parties on occasion. You've got a new device. I read about it, a new piece of equipment that is supposed to be doing wonders. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yes, we are really, really excited about our sea bin. It's basically, think of it like a Roomba for the ocean. 24/7, it cleans the marina water of microplastic, macroplastic, and marine oil. We, along with the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company and a local environmentalist, Chad Conover, purchased the sea bin and had it installed in August at Pillar Point Harbor. The Harbor Patrol partners with us. They're great. They empty it. They maintain it. They watch over it. And then what we do is go in once a week and we catalog all of the contents. And you'd be surprised at what gets in there. And it's a lot of, we call them the usual suspects, lids, straws, cigarette butts, wrappers, you know, food wrappers, plastic bags, all the usual suspects.
Is this device stationary or does it move around?
It is stationary. Unlike a Roomba, it is stationary. It's affixed to a floating dock so that it rises and falls with the tide. And it's in an area of the harbor that has a lot of accumulation. It's like in a corner where things kind of sit and stagnate. And in that corner, though, are sea lions, fish, birds. You know, it's a very biodynamic area. And so it's really important that we protect it. And some of the other things that we're doing, we do definitely do a community beach cleanup every second Saturday of the month at Dunes from 10 to 12. And the community is invited to come out and join us. And what we have there is our Nurdle Trommel, which is a device that helps clean the beach of microplastic. Microplastic is one of our focuses. We call it the big little danger, and it really is something we need to pay attention to. So people often think, well, you know, what is microplastic? So microplastic is plastic that's broken down to pieces 5 millimeters or smaller. When plastic is exposed to light, heat, water, movement, all of the elements of the marine ecosystem, it breaks down rapidly into microplastic. Microplastic also is microfibers, which come from our clothing. And we did sample some water from our sea bin and found a lot of microfibers in there. And that can also can come from fishing gear, from, you know, there's a lot of sources. It's really hard to identify exactly where, but we do know our clothing is a big, big source of microfibers. We do a lot of education about that. Our Nurdle Trommel is awesome. It's a really fun way to do a beach cleanup. It's a little bit different than traditional ones. We get to accumulate everything that we pick up, the small pieces, put it in the trommel, sift it, you turn it, and the sand is sifted, and you're left with all of the debris that really is hidden in the sand and you may not see. And it's cool because once you see it, you can't unsee it. So it cleans the beach, but really it's more of a visual teaching tool.
Well, I know there's so much that you're doing and so much that we could talk about. For lack of time, I have to say that we're going to direct people to your website if they want to learn more about you. I know that you would love to have more volunteers, more people in the community participating. I know that you like children and kids to be involved.
Oh, definitely.
And do you have an outreach to any of the schools? Do you ever do any programs with them?
Tons. In fact, we're doing several Ocean Week activities at some of the local schools, and we're really involved with the high school, and we are able to give community service hours. So we have some kids from the environmental club helping out. But yes, people can learn more by going to seahugger.org. And also, it's funny that you mentioned whales. We just wrote a children's book called The Littlest Sea Hugger, and it's available in time for the holidays. And it's a story. It's a true story of a little boy dear to our hearts here in Half Moon Bay. And it's set here in Half Moon Bay, and it's a story about a whale, a beached whale, and you know, what caused that. And the child's kind of upset about that. And then he turns that in with his family, turns that into action. And at the end of the book are two pages with ideas of ways that kids can be a part of the solution and not the pollution. And that's empowering. And that's what we want. We don't want children to be afraid. We want them to be a part of the action that is needed to combat this plastic tide.
How does a person get a hold of the book?
You can get it on our website, and we're hoping to have it at some local bookstores. We're excited right now. We are partnering with Patagonia, and through the end of the year, if you donate to Sea Hugger, your donations are matched by Patagonia, and then also you're automatically entered into a raffle to win 5 tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, a $50 gift card to Pacific Catch Restaurants, and some Sea Hugger gear. So we hope that people check out our website, maybe buy a few things as gifts for themselves to start their path towards sustainable lifestyle, and if you want, make a contribution in someone's name, and maybe you'll win this raffle.
Well, listen, we certainly thank you for your service and all of the wonderful things you're doing. Keep us posted on your activities.
I shall. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Updates on the work of the Sea Hugger Group, courtesy of founder Shell Cleaver, is the subject of our feature story of the week. To learn more about the great work they are doing, visit seahugger.org. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Some say the 50s were like a Camelot time for the United States. What do you say we take a ride in the KH&B time machine with host Cameron Palmer and revisit 1956? Anything is possible on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710. KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Dashing along the coast, looking for a place to chill. Saw the coffee house and thought it fit the bill. The coffee was warm and tasty, the goodies gluten-free. What a place to gather with my best friends and me. Granola's Coffee House, that's a lot to say. But trust us, it's swell, a great place to spend the day. Granola's Coffee House, it's still a lot to say. But trust us and check it out. Stop by Granola's today.
Granola's Coffee House next to BK Motors on Highway 1. Open 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30 on the weekends.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Attention parents and grandparents. The Christmas break is coming up, and if you have kids or grandchildren, you are probably looking for ways to make good use of their time off. Have you ever been to Odyssey at 617 Main Street, Half Moon Bay? It's an interactive retail shop and outdoor garden focused on science, nature, art, and hands-on experiences. And the kids love it.
My name is Charlotte, and I like Odyssey because I like breaking geodes.
My name is Will. I like the shark tooth fossil that I got from Odyssey.
My name is Lucia, and I like Odyssey because you can have parties there.
For a preview of what awaits you, visit their website, odyssey.com, and also see them on Facebook and Twitter, or phone them, 440-4555. And when you do, ask how you can book your own Odyssey private party.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1956.
We are now into the first 2 weeks of December 1956. What were things like on the coast side back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. The price of haircuts now up to $1.75. Inflation has gone to the head, figuratively speaking, of course, or so it will seem when you next go to your favorite barber. The Half Moon Bay Barbers Association announced today that haircuts have gone up to $1.75. John Iacopetti, a barber in Half Moon Bay, says that this is the first price increase since 1951. Prices will be uniform at all three of the Half Moon Bay barber shop. And the American Legion gives two pictures. American Legion Post 474 of Half Moon Bay last week made presentations of two framed pictures of President Dwight D. Eisenhower to the Coastside Elementary Schools. And Howard Clyer is the new Coastside auto dealer. Howard Clyer, the Mid-Coast, new acquired ownership of the Shaw Chevrolet Company of Half Moon Bay. Clyer comes to the community from Castro Valley, where he is presently presiding with his wife and family. And big global warming.
Now for a little history in the making for my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. As this year winds down, we want to thank our many loyal customers who have remained faithful throughout the many years. We become a tourist destination, but our emphasis stays with the locals, who not only support throughout the slow times, but also embrace the visitors from afar and make them feel welcome. When they return, we hear great comments about how welcome we made them feel. And they do return. We've had a banner year thanks to our Coastside friends, and we appreciate the family feel that you all provide. Many of you know, it hasn't been easy getting the campground and hotel up and running, but it's now been a banner year, and our little corner of Wavecrest Road and Highway 1 is really doing well. And we thank you all very much for your support and encouragement. There's an old classic song, if you'll indulge me, you'll never know how much I love you. Okay, I'll spare you, but I do love you, regulars, co-siders. Thank you so much. We do hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. Big global national events are taking place in 1956. Egypt nationalizes the Suez Canal, and Britain, France, and Israel in the United States attacked Egypt. Cuban revolutionaries, including Fidel Castro, land in Cuba at the start of the Cuban Revolution. The United States carries out the H-bomb test at Bikini Atoll. And in the Pacific and Alabama, bus segregation laws are declared illegal by the Supreme Court. The increase in living standards and the focus on education helps to fuel the increase in college education, with 1 in 3 high school graduates going off to college. The cost of living is good in 1956. You can buy a house for under $12,000 or rent one for $88 a month. If you like to have your morning coffee while driving to work, ground coffee is 85 cents a pound and a gallon of gas is just 22 cents. Top 40 hits in 1956 are a blend of different music styles with the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Dean Martin, my favorite, Chuck Berry, and Elvis Presley. But there is no denying that the rock and roll dance craze is sweeping the world. This artist had his first hit record in 1956. He would have a total of 11 hits records before this year came to an end. No one has ever come close. No wonder they call him the King of Rock and Roll. Here's Elvis Presley with his first hit, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Well, you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
She would have only had two records in her entire career, and they were both hits this year. This record was on the charts for 22 weeks, a record-breaking 8 weeks at number one. Here's Gogi Grant and her solid gold hit, The Wayward Wind.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin. Younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met him there in a border town. He vowed we'd never part, though he tried his best to settle down. A restless wind, a restless wind.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
An announcement from the city of Half Moon Bay.
This is an invitation for you to join us for the State of the City Address on Wednesday, December 18th at the Half Moon Bay Library at 6 p.m. This year, we are celebrating partnerships. Our partnerships are integral to the fabric of our community, bringing the city together with the people and organizations who share a commitment and dedication to Half Moon Bay. We continually build and strengthen these relationships, working together to combine our resources, share our strengths, and bring about positive change throughout the community. This year, Mayor Harvey Rarback, the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce, and the Half Moon Bay Library will be providing updates on the many accomplishments and achievements of 2019, as well as taking a look at the upcoming year. We hope you join us as we close out this amazing year.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a story I read about a documentary done on a man who is a savior of dogs. Edgardo Zuniga Juarez, also known as Edgardo Pedos, is Mexico's benevolent Pied Piper of pooches. For the past 6 years, Edgardo, dubbed the savior of dogs, has traveled across his country with a bevy of canines he's nursed back to health from hunger, injury, and illness, all on a makeshift buggy. He told photographer Stuart Williams that he's rescued and rehomed nearly 500 furry friends during his 14,000-kilometer journey. No one helps dogs living homeless on the road, 49-year-old Edgardo told the photographer. This is where I saw their pain. I was inspired by others who worked for animal rights, he said in a video shot by Williams, before the laws against animal abuse even existed. Edgardo started his journey in Bucerías, a small town near Puerto Vallarta on Mexico's central Pacific coast. From there, he headed north up to the coast, then down and back up the Baja Peninsula, through Tijuana on the California border, traversed the border with the U.S., and turned at Reynosa down toward the Yucatan. After passing by Belize and Guatemala, Williams met the rescuer in Oaxaca. Once Edgardo reaches his goal distance, he and three dogs of his own, who have been by his side since the beginning, will settle down somewhere. His loyal companions, Chiitas, Blanco, and Negro, serve as the group's elder animals, teaching the others to be calmer. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Every day we have more fun stuff show up for the holidays, for you, your pets, and your pet-loving friends. Add Kibbles to your Christmas shopping trip. When you shop at Kibbles, you're likely to run into neighbors and friends. We love having a store that is not just a retail shop, but also a meeting place. Because of that, we have added something to make your Kibbles experience even more fun for the holiday season. Come on in and enjoy a free hot beverage of your choice, courtesy of our Kibbles Keurig, and maybe chat with a friend or two after shopping. Kibbles is located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to the show. Edgardo roams with an eclectic pack, which he explained in the 8-minute documentary. Golden-haired Patuleco, for example, suffers from dysplasia and swimmer syndrome, meaning he does not have functional knees, but he lives well, he said. He has traveled a lot in his 3 years with his master. Once his dogs are rehabilitated, they're also given vaccines and spayed or neutered so that they are adoption ready, such as the three-legged Sinpata who was picked up a year ago at the Guatemalan border, or Kiwi from Chiapas, who had a bad skin condition before Edgardo treated him. Enzo, one of the newest members of the crew, had to have his leg amputated after a local vet determined he had a bone infection. "He was in a terrible state," said the dog whisperer. "Double fracture, one in the shoulder and one in the femur." Once healed, Enzo would begin therapy with the dog healer. For the pups he couldn't save, he's given them a death with dignity, laying by their side until they passed. "Usually I just keep them company until, in a natural way, they rest," he said. Edgardo, who camps outside with these dogs, said he has the strength to keep going because there are always people that help us. He accepts donation via PayPal and also has a Facebook page to allow fans and contributors to follow their journey. "I think that what someone in this situation needs, no matter if a person or an animal, is some company and even a little bit of love," said Edgardo. Once this mission is completed, he said he and his three pups might settle near Mexico City, a place full of animals and abuse, where he'll make a difference in even more dogs' lives. He said he'll need a lot more help to continue this work and to change cultural attitudes in favor of the animals and the environment. What an inspirational story. We need more Edgardos in the world. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Jason Peters, along with my wife, Angela.
We would like to take this time to wish everyone the very best of the holidays.
We just recently celebrated our first year of owning Phil's Tire Pros and Auto Care. We have been so blessed with great customers and the support of our community.
So from all of us at Phil's Tire Pros and Auto Care, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
If you could do something today that would increase your happiness for the rest of your life, would you? I'm Scott Evans, this week's host of Keeping Pace with Your Health. This is the first of a two-part series on the subject I call Aging Happily. I have some surprising research for you from the Harvard University Medical School. That school has been conducting research on a group of men and women since, believe it or not, 1942. The purpose of their study is to determine the things that make people the happiest in their later years. And here's the surprising thing. It's not just about your cholesterol level or how much you exercise. No other research found factors that were far more important to your happiness than those. If you're not happy right now, it's not too late to change. I'll tell you about some of the things you can do in just a minute. Now, some of the things that they found about increasing your health and happiness in later life are probably things you already know. First, no smoking. No surprise there, as you know that smoking leads to all kinds of bad health outcomes. If you already smoke, stop. Second is some regular exercise. Getting up and about, walking, being somewhat active, or more if you like. Third, maintaining a relatively normal body weight for your size. Surely you're not surprised to hear that one either. And fourth, and this is an important one, not abusing alcohol. The research found that people who drank too much not only hurt their own health, but they hurt the relationships that would give them the most joy in life. The research showed that abusing alcohol was the cause of life's problems, not the result of life's problems. And you probably have already known some people whose heavy drinking created a distance between them and the ones that they love. So, so sad. The next factor in being happy in later years is a little more complex. It's called having a mature, adaptive style. Let me try to simplify it in a couple phrases you probably already know. One, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And two, don't make mountains out of molehills. This mature and adaptive style is how you respond when life gets tough. You already know that life can be tough. No one has a 100% easy life. It's how you respond when times get tough that can help you to be happier. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, but right after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sandy. I just wanted to take a moment to wish a Merry Christmas to all and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Hello, this is Ileana, one of Dr. Shepherd's hygienists, wishing you much peace and happiness to all our patients and listeners.
Hi, this is Chris, and I am wishing everyone out there a happy New Year and happy holidays.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd and my mother, Carol.
We would like to take a moment to thank all our patients for their support this past year.
And from our family to your family, we wish you all a happy holiday and a very happy New Year.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
We were talking about one of the factors in aging happily. It's called having a mature, adaptive style. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. Carol is in her 70s and about 6 years ago got lung cancer. Now that's a very difficult thing to survive, as you well know. And she happens to be just about the most positive and happy person I've ever met. She put on a smile the best she could, and with the help of her doctor, she charged ahead. And through all the stuff cancer patients have to go through, she kept that smile on her face most of the time, and she made it through. And so here she is 6 years later, and her physical health is just fine. And then comes another sucker punch. Her husband has dementia. She tries to care for him, but simply can't, and he's now in a dementia care facility. Now, you would think that for a woman to go through all of this would just simply knock her right down. But here's the amazing thing. When I visit her, it seems that the most important thing on her mind is how I am doing. Get that. Despite all of her problems, her focus is on the well-being of the other people in her life. It's a great attitude and a great example of this mature, adaptive style. The authors of the research put it really well. Don't try to think less of yourself, but try to think of yourself less. My wife is a preschool teacher, so she handles the joys and troubles of two-year-olds every day. And one thing she taught me, it's almost impossible for a two-year-old to be nice when they're tired or hungry. And you know what? The same thing holds true for 52-year-olds or 92-year-olds. In fact, when we're hungry, tired, hurting, angry, or lonely, it's very hard to be nice to other people. Those are the times when we treat other people badly and even do things to ourselves that are destructive to our health and happiness. Here's my advice. Next time you're tired or lonely or hurting, think twice about what you say or the decisions you make. You're just not at your best at those times. Give yourself some time and wait to say something or do something when you're feeling better. Make big decisions when you're feeling well and safe and secure. That's when you're at your best. When you're at your best, that's when you can most easily have that mature and adaptive style. You'll be less likely to make mountains out of molehills, and you may even be smiling as you make lemonade from the lemons life has thrown your way. If you'd like to get the book on which this and the research is based, it's called Aging Well by George Vaillant, V-A-I-L-L-A-N-T. On the next edition of Keeping Pace with Your Health, I'm going to talk about some more things you can do to increase your happiness, including something you were probably really good at in fourth grade but have long ago forgotten. It's just one of the things you can do for yourself to help yourself to age happily. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this is Scott Evans. I'll see you next time.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel. On the Carousel.
Coastside Carousel.
the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. Thank you for joining us. We're so glad you're here. Hope you're having a good holiday season. We're going to do a few tunes by the group Atkinson, Kinchelo, and Bainon. A really, really great group of young men who play regularly down at the San Gregorio General Store. But first, of course, we need to thank Cameron, our sponsor at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. It's a great place to gather for the holidays. Or really just about any day, can get together with your friends and your family. It's got great bartenders, great servers, great food, great atmosphere, and great music. Every Thursday is always open mic at 7, and Fridays and Saturdays you can be a star at karaoke. And that can get busy these days with the holidays. A lot of people are getting together and having a good time out there. I know I stopped by last Saturday, couldn't get a song in edgewise. Everybody was having a really good time. So Cameron, thanks for all that you do. All right, so this week, I've been talking with these guys for a while, trying to get them in, but most of the musicians on the coast also have full-time, daytime jobs, kind of like me, so it can be hard to schedule sometimes, especially this time of year. So again, I've been talking with George Kinchelo and Marty Atkinson to get them down here and get their songs up and running on the radio, and we just haven't been able to coordinate getting them in here. So I'm going to share their music because they have an upcoming show at the San Gregorio General Store. Usually the third Saturday of the month they're down there. So check out the schedule at sangregoriogeneralstore.com or on Facebook or on the Coast Views music page. You can see when they're going to be playing. And I'm going to start out with a song that they all recorded together. It's kind of a fun song. It's a kid's tune. It's called Arms Are for Hugging. So this is Atkinson, Kinchelo, and Bainon, and their song Arms Are for Hugging for the young and young at heart.
Push and shove, two arms to circle around the people I love. Two arms strong and ready to share. Put your arms right up in the air. Two strong arms.
Arms are for hugging, but we're still spending money on your war machines, and we don't think it's funny. Bombs, missiles, nuclear waste. You're ruining this world, you're trashing this place. What about the homeless and the kids' education? They need more attention. It's a bad situation. The earth is our home and we're gonna destroy it.
Let's stop building weapons so we all can enjoy it.
Now if we want to keep this place together, we had better think. Had better think.
So we can have it forever.
Arms up for hugging, got to change our pace. Arms up for hugging, gonna trash this place.
Arms up for hugging, what about the human race?
Arms up for hugging, arms to embrace.
Two strong arms.
Wasn't that a fun little tune? No, you're not listening to Children's Hour. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. And that was the only song I could find by Atkinson, Kinchelo, and Bainon on iTunes. I know they have others. If you check out their shows over at San Gregorio Store, you'll be able to pick up some more current CDs. But this is what I have available today. And so this is what I'm sharing with you. The next song is going to be one of Marty Atkinson's tunes. He did a stint out in a country recording place back in the day, and has a few great recordings on iTunes that I was able to find. And this first tune is from one of his albums back then, and it's called Mornings in Mexico, and it just takes you away. So we're getting close to the holidays. It's kind of cold here, so it's fun to think about warm weather. So this is Marty Atkinson and his tune Mornings in Mexico.
Allow me to turn your light down low. Tonight I'll be your radio. Playing for you sweet and slow. I'll hold you till it's time to go. I will go and explore
I'll be far over the hills when the sun hits your window. Your beauty speaks to me of hope, of mornings in Mexico. I've come for water from your well, a pilgrimage of hope from hell. No one but you will know when I come or when I go. Speaks to me of hope, of mornings in Mexico. Oh. You're my one little candle against the big darkness. I'm gonna turn your light down low. Tonight I'll be
isn't that great playing? I just love that tune. It just takes me away. We just listened to Marty Atkinson's tune called Mornings in Mexico. And next up, I'm going to play something that features him on mandolin. He's super talented on all sorts of stringed instruments. So we have regular guitar before, and now we've got him playing mandolin. This is a tune called Higher Ground, and not the same as the Stevie Winwood tune or any of the reggae tunes. This is definitely a country style tune, and features Marty on the mandolin. You can hear him play mandolin and guitar out at the San Gregorio General Store. Take a look at their website and at coastviewsmusic.com to find out when they're playing there, and enjoy this Marty Atkinson tune, Higher Ground.
Pilgrims come up the slope to the town of hope. Water from the well has been a dry spell in this lonely place. See, when I get there on the new frontier, hills are green and the sky is clear. No, no fears, shed no tears, we live in grace. Little Martha, can you hear that sound? Don't get lost where you can't be found. There's a new love coming through this town. Keep an eye on the higher ground. It seems
seems like a long shot. Peace is the only hope we've got. The road to love leads to the heart, and every day is a brand new start. Until the bells ring from town square, till the crowds start blowing away, until the children of the world are gathered at the riverside, till love is everywhere.
Little Martha, can you hear that sound? Don't get lost where you can't be found. There's a new love coming through your town, keeping an eye on the high ground.
Caravan moves swiftly on, like the whole world's going around the bend. My heart won't have it any other way. I'll stand right here with you, my friend. It's harvest time in the Holy Land for all the war profiteers in the high command. Juanito and Maria and the people, that if we can make a stand, love will find this lonely world again.
Little Martha, can you hear that sound? Don't get lost where you can't be found. There's a new love coming through your town. Wave it out to the higher ground.
Hope you enjoyed that. I really like listening to mandolin played well, and Marty Atkinson definitely does that. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're so happy you're with us right now. I'm featuring songs from the members of Atkinson, Kinchelo, and Benon, and we've just listened to a couple tunes by Marty Atkinson. He plays solo gigs up at the Wine Room pretty regularly, as does his daughter, April, and they are both wonderful, talented singer-songwriter. So check out where you can find them and go support them. It's so important to support live music, especially here on the coast. We all know how hard it is to make ends meet, and these people put their heart and soul into all that they do and hold down day jobs. So please do support live music. We appreciate you listening to this show so you can find out a little bit more about it. And this last song we're going to do is by George Kinchelo, and it is a beautiful, beautiful tune called Built to Last. George has played in the Bay Area for years on his own. He's from Canada originally, and his kids are super talented musicians as well, and they play with a lot of different groups. If you bump into him over at the San Gregorio store in between sets, I'm sure he'd be happy to share some really wonderful stories about the wonderful things his kids are doing. I know I say wonderful a lot because they are great. So thank you for listening to me share information about these great, talented players. We're going to play, once again, George Kinchelo's Built to Last.
looking to the future or living in the past. It makes a difference when you think it's built to last. Weren't we just a little bit younger then? I was singing about tomorrow, never dreaming what could slip away so fast. But lately tomorrow doesn't seem like such a long time, and never is a word that's come too soon. And happiness, maybe something that we've just been stealing. But any pilgrim could be searching for a love that runs this true. He'd wake up grateful for another day here with you. Doing for the children as these years pass by, and singing like some angel in disguise. You see, they take your angel with them, and you don't even know it. But I can see her shining. Lately, tomorrow doesn't seem like such a long time, and never is a word that's come too soon. And happiness is maybe something that we've just been stealing. But any pilgrim could be searching for a love that runs as true. Wake up grateful for another day here with you. Maybe it's my timing, or maybe it's just the season. Doesn't something always seem to make you want to fold those cards too soon? But a lifetime filled with should-have-dones, and brother, you can lose your reason. Wake up howling at the wrong side of the moon. Look me in the eye, darling. Tell me how you're feeling. It makes a difference when I know just where you're standing. We've come together through our darkest hour, this little wonder that we're still breathing. But in that darkness you could always find my way. Lately tomorrow doesn't seem like such a long time, and never is a word that's come too soon. And happiness is maybe something that we've just been stealing. But any pilgrim could be searching for a love that runs as true. He'd wake up grateful for another day.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Coastside Carousel. We've been featuring the songs of members of the group Atkinson, Kinchelow, and Benon. They're playing at the San Gregorio store very soon. They're always a good time, so check out the website to find out when they'll be there. They play just about every month, sometimes a couple times a month. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. And I hope you go out there and enjoy some wonderful music, support our wonderful musicians on the coastside, and go have a good holiday season as well. While you're out there, be kind to one another because you all truly deserve it.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.